You're listening to SBS News.
The Banking Royal Commission heard the chief executive of Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund, an insurance company accused of exploiting and misleading Indigenous families, has no background in insurance or qualifications to do the job. The company has been pursued by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, for aggressively selling and hawking almost exclusively to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and falsely presenting itself as an Indigenous corporation. ACBF Chief Executive Brian Jones, who's representing the company at the Commission, was questioned about his position by Special Counsel Assisting Rowena Orr QC.
Did you have a background in insurance before you took on your role with ACBF?
No, I didn't.
You hadn't worked in the insurance industry?
No, I haven't.
Did you have a background with dealing with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
I have volunteered in a volunteer capacity, yes.
So what were your qualifications for your role, Mr. Jones?
It was under the premise that I was to try and modernise and bring the appropriate people in that did have the relevant experience and knowledge and know-how to take the company forward.
The Commission is sitting in Darwin this week, where it is examining misconduct by financial companies targeting and exploiting Aboriginal people with insurance, high-interest loans and other products. The hearing heard ACBF would deduct money from Centrelink payments before people received them, an activity since made illegal, and deny payouts for suicides. Aboriginal youth suicide rates are the highest in the world, and more than half of ACBF's plan holders are aged under 25, with the majority under the age of 18. Mr. Jones told the hearing the insurer's suicide cover policy has changed.
It's clear from that document that the author's view was that the backlash from customers and local community was about you not paying out on suicide.
Correct.
Yes. Contrary to what you said in your statement.
That there's always two sides. That what one's position might be ultimately will be different to those that are in the situation at the time.
Well, the organisation was aware, as a result of this paper, of this author's view and this author's assessment of the position of customers and the local community.
That's correct, and we've since changed that position.
Meanwhile, a recording of a telephone salesman for Let's Insure selling funeral insurance to an Indigenous woman was played at the Commission. In the call, a salesman pushed Kathy Marika, a 60-year-old Yolngu woman and grandmother from Arnhem Land, to take out funeral insurance and injury cover despite her saying she didn't need it. Within a week, she tried to cancel the policy but was persuaded not to and given one free month. She took legal action and more than a year later was refunded just under $2,000. Miss Marika told the hearing she felt she was coerced into the purchase.
I told them that I didn't want it. I told them I've already had one. But he seemed to be really pushy. asking me to say yes.
Russell Howden, the chief executive of Let's Insure's parent company, Select AFSL, says the phone calls were appalling, but he admitted staff were trained to push insurance onto people with existing cover.
So two particular sales incentive programs, that's what you regard as the cause or the motivator?
I think they were contributors to that, as well as the referral process, the abuse of that referral process.
The Commission continues in Darwin tomorrow. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.